classic won the girls' contest 62-53. We gave you the Silver Lake boys starters before the national anthem. Let's give you the Rossville Bulldog boys starting lineup. It's Jacoby McDonald, a 5'5 junior point guard, coach's son, averaging 10 points and 3 assists. Jack Donovan, 5'11 junior guard, off to a great start, averaging 25 points, 3 assists, 3 steals, averaged 14 points a year ago. Cameron Miller, 6'4 junior forward, averaging 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, averaged 11.6 rebounds last season. Brock Bush, a 6'3 senior, he's at center, averaging 7 points, 4 rebounds. Cameron Madura, 6'4 senior forward, averaging 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. Last year, averaged 11 points and 2 rebounds. Taysen Horak, we'll see if he plays tonight. He's been hurt, and they hope to have him back soon. He averaged 8 points a game a year ago. These two teams met twice last season. Silver Lake beating Rossville in Silver Lake, 62-54. Rossville returned the favor, winning here in Rossville over Silver Lake in overtime on February the 9th. 87-79. Rossville wins over Bishop Ward and Chapman, a loss to Sacred Heart. Silver Lake wins over Compton, Holton, and Centralia. Silver Lake had a lot of close games last year, but including that overtime loss to Rossville. Both these two teams lost in the sub-state semifinals last season. Rossville to Nemaw Central and Silver Lake to Beloit. We're talking about the experience factor. You know, in the girls' game, Silver Lake without four starters that each had 100 starts in their career, and all four are playing sports at the next level. Mackenzie McDaniel, all-stater at Emporia State, playing basketball. McKenna Krueger playing softball at Washburn. Cabrin Krueger playing softball at Highland Community College, or Hutch Community College. And Sarah Worley playing volleyball at Neosho. And Kaylee Dieter was a very important player a year ago. And the reason I bring that up is, you're only as good as your next class. Everybody focuses sometimes on who graduated. It's not about who graduated, as a good friend of mine said, who's been coaching for 30 years. He said, it's what is coming up next. What's behind those seniors? And we're going to find out here for these two teams as well. We're underway. Tip is controlled by Silver Lake, doing the tap, going up and having the shot swatted. With it was Silver Lake's 25. So what in the world? And now down the other end. Ball knocked out of bounds and a turnover for Rossville. This would be a game that would be up and down, up and down. It was Kaufman. Eamon Kaufman up the shot and had it partially blocked. So these two teams are going to get up and down. They excel in transition. But Zamiba zone by Rossville. They're in the white jerseys with the black numerals outlined in red. Here's Dane Johnson, triple teamed out front to Whitehead. Dieter to Johnson. Nice up and under. Turn, drop step, and he scores baseline on the turnaround. Johnson with the first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 2-0 Silver Lake. McDonald ahead to Bush. Here's a three on the way, missing by Donovan. Rebounded there by Whitehead. Rossville not afraid to pull the trigger. They want to get up and down, score a lot of points. Averaging 73 a game. Silver Lake's averaging 64. Both teams do very well in the open floor transition. They struggle at times in the half-court set. Here's that zone. Here is Dieter. Gives it up. Faking a three is Whitehead. On the block is Johnson. Johnson leans in and is fouled. Take your pick. You can go Badura or Connor or Brock Bush. And they're going to go against Badura. That's his first team foul. Rossville, 7 seniors, 7 juniors, 7 freshmen on the roster. No sophomores. They start 2 seniors and 3 juniors as a free throw swished by Johnson. Johnson averaging 25 a game to lead Silver Lake. Donovan averaging 25 a game for Rossville. Second free throw by Johnson. That one off the mark. Rebound by Kaufman at 6'4", and then had it knocked away by Donovan on the baseline. It'll stay with Silver Lake. Here's the lob to Johnson. He jumps and snares it midair, and then they call it travel. The turnover on the Eagles, their first of the night. Silver Lake's first winning season last year since the 18-19 campaign. Here's full court pressure by Silver Lake. What a pass underneath, and the layup good. What a dish by McDonald. He gets to the Bush for the layup, and it's 3-2 in favor of Silver Lake. The Amoeba zone, Coach McDonald. Employing his team to play defense. Going to be active out front if they can. Pass on the baseline to Bergman, who gets the start tonight. Jared Johnson, 6'2 senior, had 16 in the opener against Perry LeCompton and turned his ankle the day after in practice. hasn't played the last couple of games. There's Kaufman, quick move to the bucket, and lays it up and in. Went by Miller. Kaufman averaging 8 a game, and that allows Silver Lake to set up the pressure. Here's Donovan. Will pull up floater, rolls off. Nice strong rebound, and putback is good by Badura. So as we expected, 5-4. Back and forth we go. Silver Lake with the ball across the timeline. The Bulldog logo at half court here in Rossville. Here's Whitehead. Gives it up right side. Baseline is Kaufman. Kaufman, double team. Gives it back to Whitehead. Whitehead skips it across to Deiter. Baseline, putting up the shot is Bergman, and he scores. So they found a little something, have the Eagles on the baseline. Now this pass by McDonald, deflected, stolen, and a layup good by Kaufman, and Silver Lake up 9-4. Full court pressure. Rossville's handled a few times and now turned it over once or twice. Now a nice dish to Donovan, lays it up and in. Good pass by Miller. Donovan with his first two, and it's 9-6 Silver Lake. Russell stays in that amoeba zone, as they like to call it. Whitehead to Kaufman. They swing it left-hand side on the wing to Deiter. Here's a three on the way straight away. Off the back iron. Does not fall for Whitehead. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Bergman. Braden Strassbaugh started a few games earlier in the year. Silver Lake going with a little bit of a shorter lineup, with Bergman out there. Not much shorter, though. Bergman and Strassbaugh both 6'1". Under 5 to play, first quarter, 9-6 in favor of Silver Lake. Two teams split their meetings a year ago. Had they both won in the sub-state semis, they would have played each other in the sub-state final, but they both lost in their year. Here's McDonald with the scoop going all the way to the rack and scores. Nice play by McDonald, and it's 9-8. Silver Lake, McDonald's improved each and every year, averaging almost 10 a game. Lob on the baseline. One-handed grab by Johnson. Nice find to Whitehead. They swing it. Kaufman, a set three off the heel. Ball tipped up and in. A sensational tip on the rebound. Weak side by Johnson, and he's fouled. Johnson, one of the best athletes in the state, no matter what sport he's playing. And he has 5. A chance for the and one. The foul on Donovan, his first. And the second team foul on the Bulldogs. 4:22 to go, first quarter, and Johnson switches the free throw. He has 6. And it is 12-8, Silver Lake. Across the timeline to the left of McDonald. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Donovan guarded by Kaufman. Screen set by McDonald. Now back between the ovals is Donovan. With it is Badura. Into the left-hand corner, Donovan. Screen set by Badura. Donovan guarded there closely by Rosano, who just checked in. DeAndre Rosano, a senior at 6'2". Up and under move. Shot off the glass. Missing wide left. It was challenged by Whitehead. Put up there by Brock Bush. Here come the Eagles. They want to run when they have the opportunity. Both teams will take the opportunity and try to seize it in transition. Fade away in the lane. Turn around. Rattled in there by Dane Johnson. He has 8 to match Rossville's output. 14-8 Silver Lake. And Jerry Johnson, 6'2 senior, reporting the scores table. Power dribble. Bush blocked out of bounds, but a foul called on Kaufman. That's his first foul of the ballgame on Silver Lake. So Johnson, Jared Johnson, streaky shooter, but when he's on, he's on. 16 to start the year against Perry LeCompton. Turned the ankle the very next day at practice. He's missed the last 2 games. Averaged 9 a game a year ago. Free throw is up, and back iron no good for Bush. Rock and his brother Connor, both on the football team, both on the basketball team. Rossville made it to the 1A state semifinals before falling to Centralia. That crazy comeback down 17 with 5 minutes to go at Jackson Heights. Silver Lake had another successful football season, ended a little earlier than they would have liked, of course, against Council Grove at home. Second round of the playoffs. Free throw on the way, and this one in and out. So 0-for-2 at the line for Brock Bush. 14-8 Silver Lake. Here's Johnson picked up by McDonald. And now they go into that zone, kind of a 2-3 look, but they mix it up a little bit. And that's why they call it the amoeba zone. They stretch it out a little wider in some zones. High post is Bergman, but they can't get it to him. Silver Lake being patient. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Silver Lake girls won earlier tonight, 62-53 over Rossville. Whitehead over to Jared Johnson. Always a threat to shoot it. Wearing number 33, wearing a little brace on that left ankle. And Johnson giving room, fakes the three, goes baseline, cut off there. Good help defense by the Bulldogs. Whitehead top of the key to the right-hand corner, Johnson. He drives baseline, goes up strong, and lays it in. Johnson with an explosive first step. He has 10. And it's 16-8 Silver Lake. Here come the Bulldogs. Donovan pull up. Jay off the dribble. Rolls off on the baseline from 10. Good move. Would not fall. 16-8 Silver Lake. They doubled up the Bulldogs. Here's Johnson. Between the ovals, it goes to Whitehead. Back to Jared Johnson. So you got Jared Johnson and Dane Johnson on the floor at the same time. Roswell stays in their zone. Coming in a moment will be Makai Jackson. Into the corner, Rosano. The senior gives it up to Jared Johnson. And now the pass, trying to go to Bergman, tipped away. A lot of congestion to make that pass by Jared Johnson. Ends up in a turnover. The second for Silver Lake. Roswell's coughed it up three times. What a spin by McDonald. Now fires into the corner. And before the shot, McDonald was fouled as he jumped in there to make the pass. Foul number two on the Eagles in this first quarter. Silver Lake 16, Roswell 8. Rosano with his first. Coming in is Dieter after a short breather. Going out is J.T. Whitehead. Will Cook, 5'10 senior. Got a great football year. Comes in. Going out is Badura. And Makai Jackson is in. 5'10 senior. Inbounds to Cook. McDonald. They bring it back left-hand corner to Donovan. Donovan, who was a wide receiver in the football team, gets the ball right back from Jackson. Has it at the volleyball line between the ovals. Chest pass right side extended. Beyond the arc is McDonald. Now the ball poked away from Miller. Good defense by Bergman. Miller gets to sit back. Coach McDonald talking to his son, Jacoby. 5'5 junior point guard to bring it out, set it up. Posting up, leaning in, putting up the shot is Miller. He just muscled it in. Used the lower body, created a little bit of space. 16-10 Silver Lake as the scoreboard went out. And we're going to have a stoppage. It's 16-10. The scoreboards went completely out. Don't know if somebody drugged their feet and unplugged it, but that's exactly what happened. They have a rug over the cords that go to the scorer's table, and so the official timeout. Minute 26 to play in the first quarter, 16-10 Silver Lake, and now the clocks are working in. As a radio broadcaster, I always worry about that. It's happened a few times in my 30 years doing this where people have sometimes not paying attention, mess up something or broadcast. Sometimes maybe it's not taped down the right way. Here's Jared Johnson, three from way downtown, wide right. Dane Johnson, the follow, misses, gets his own rebound, up again, count it, and one. Dane Johnson already has 12. 18-10, chance to add more. The foul on Cook, his first, and Dane Johnson, the motor that will not quit. Plus, he's got those light pink shoes, as do a couple of his teammates as well. He had an amazing year as a wide receiver in football for Silver Lake. He's actually named All-State DB, but could have easily been wide receiver, too. Rosano is out. Braden Strasbaugh, who was All-State selection, offensive, defensive line, and two-way, comes in. Johnson's free throw is on the way and off the heel, no good. He's 2-4 from the line. 18-10, Silver Lake. Minute to go in this first quarter. Roswell 2-1. Silver Lake 3-0. Cook, drop step, turns, left-hand shot. A little bit too strong with the banker. Good move by Cook. One and done for Roswell. Here comes Dane Johnson, gives it up to Dieter. Dieter yet to score, averages 18 a game coming in. He catches it right wing. The Dane Johnson show so far, 12 of his team's 18. They swing it left-hand side. Now they skip it across to Dieter. Dieter, pull-up Jay, floater, good on the baseline. Yeah, I said Dieter hadn't scored. He said, well, take that, Mr. Announcer. 20-10, Silver Lake. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jackson posting up Miller on the right block. Leans in, puts it up, and scores. Well, that has worked out very well. Miller with four, and if I'm Roswell, I go inside more often because Silver Lake really doesn't have a post presence. They've got a lot of height, but not necessarily physicality per se, but they've got athleticism. I know both teams, but Miller, get it inside if you can. Here's Johnson, catches it high post, steps through, drop step, dribble, no, puts it up, misses, rebounded there by Cook. Ahead to Miller, two on the clock. Miller, pull up three from the R logo, far sideline. It's off to the left to end the first quarter. 20-12. Silver Lake with the lead at the end of one. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute on 96.9, The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake boys leading that entire first quarter. They lead at the end of one, 20-12. We start the second frame. Roscoe with the Dogs spelled out on the front of their jersey, D-A-W-G-S. Here's Will Cook in the white jerseys for Rossville. Maroon and gold for Silver Lake. Donovan pull up Jay up off the heel. Excellent box out on the weak side there by Kaufman. Outlet to Dieter, and he traveled. Good call by the officials. Dieter was a little bit surprised. McDonald was right there when he caught it. Three turnovers for both teams in the early going. Silver Lake girls improved to 3-1, 3-0 in league play with a 62-53 win over Rossville earlier tonight. Cook turns, nice, drops step, and puts it in. Well, Will Cook, I mean, what kids need to learn how to do a drop step, in my opinion? That's kind of a lost art. 20-14. Cook's a little bit undersized at 5'10 amongst the trees, but that drop step's been effective. 20-14. Rossville got a lot of their points in the low block. And now Johnson turns, a flop there by Rossville, and Johnson able to score, and then he stared down McDonald a little bit. Johnson with 14. 22-14. Silver Lake. That is an emphasis, and you can call a flop. We saw a few of those in that Silver Lake Holton game earlier in the year that we did on the Holton channel. Pull up Jay. Donovan from 12, bouncing off. One-handed rebound to Dieter. Nobody crashing the glass for Rossville. Here's Dieter all the way to the hoop. Leans in, and that's a block. And did the ball go in? I was watching the call on the floor there to see if they... It is on Cook. A block. Yep, the ball did not go in the hoop. Cook almost could have been called for a bit of a flop, and said he's called for a foul. That's his second and the first team foul on Rossville in the second quarter. Free throw by Dieter is good. Dieter with 3. Dane Johnson with 14. They've been the 1-2 punch. They average 43 points a game combined. 25 for Johnson, 18 for Dieter. 43 of the 64 Silver Lake averages as a team. Dieter hits both free throws, and it's 24-14 in favor of Silver Lake. Both these teams think this could be a special year. Here's McDonald, drives all the way to the hoop with the scoop, doesn't go, rebound to Dane Johnson. Outlet, and we got a tee. Got a tee, and I think that's on McDonald. Yeah, Jacoby McDonald, he drove in with the scoop and wanted a foul, didn't get the call, said something that the official didn't like and got teed up. And official coming over and telling the head coach, which is Jacoby McDonald's dad, Brandon. And so there will be a sub as the free throw good by Jared Johnson. First of two technicals. Excuse me, Johnson missed that one. Russell fans cheering it. And long stoppage here for the official to go over things at the scores table right below us here at half court. Kind of freezing out the shooter. Jared Johnson. So McDonald with the foul. Technical counts as a foul on him and a team foul. Free throw. Johnson hits the second. 25-14. Well, I was going to say, I thought he made the first, but the Rossville fans kind of cheered, so I don't know what that was about. But they have 26-14 on the scoreboard, so Johnson did make both. I was perplexed initially. I thought that he had made the first. Here is Dane Johnson, catches and turns, gives it up to Deiter, open three and off the heel. Good rebound by Kaufman. Johnson, what a dish underneath the Deiter, lays it in. Timeout, Rossville. Deiter with six, Silver Lake clicking on all cylinders, 28-14 Eagles, 6:15 to play here in the first half, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Brandon McDonald, the head coach of Rossville in his third year, he was telling me earlier this week, he said, you know, we are very athletic, but we have to be disciplined. And he said, I think we're improving that area. And he said against Sacred Heart was a more disciplined team, and they just outplayed us. Even though I thought we were more athletic, they were the more disciplined team, had a good game plan. And that was Rossville's only loss so far, 68-55. Here tonight, Rossville's been sped up a little bit due to some pressure by Silver Lake, and then McDonald, a little bit frustrated, called for a tee after not getting a call on a drive to the hoop. And that's part of the discipline part in regards to controlling your emotions, which is not easy. You're a young person, you're battling, you're competing against your rival, but end up being a tee and two free throws made by Jerrion Johnson. Back the other way, Donovan, a nice floater on the baseline from eight. Knocked down, Donovan with four. 28-16, that ends the Silver Lake 8-0 run. Here's Whitehead, who's manning the point guard role to the high post Deiter. He turns, brings it back to the foul line. Good look inside Jared Johnson, and he airballs it, but there it goes right in the hands of Dane Johnson, who scores all in one motion on a reverse layup. Dane Johnson, right man at the right time. He has 16, 30-16. He has as many points as Rossville has as a team. Boy, Jared Johnson showing some rust. He pulled the string from about 6 feet and left it about 2 feet short. I get razzed when they watch the film on that one. And now pass inside, the lob is too tall and out of bounds on the baseline to my left. Turnover for Rossville. That is their fifth. Whitehead brings it across the timeline from left to right. Between the ovals, Dane Johnson gives it up to Jared Johnson. Little three-guard weave action. Man-to-man defense by Rossville. They were in the amoeba zone to start. Here's Dane Johnson. Kick out corner, Jared Johnson. High rainbow three off the heel. And a good rebound by Makai Jackson for the Bulldogs. He pushes up the floor, now lobs a left-handed pass, a wild pass, saved behind his back by Bush, and then Jackson gets it in the corner. Now, far corner, this is Bush again. Brock Bush plays it out between the circles to Makai Jackson. Good job by Whitehead to move his feet on the dribble drive by Jackson. Backs it out to the Bulldog logo at half court. 4:40 to play, first half, 30-16 Silver Lake. We're on 24. The Lake girls won earlier tonight. Here's a pull-up three off the screen, rattling out home 2 feet beyond the three-point line. It was a deep three by Donovan to match his number, which is, of course, number three, his first three of the night. And it's 30-19 in favor of Silver Lake. And now a steal by Makai Jackson. Goes all the way, lays it up with the left hand. Jackson's first two, and just like that, Rossville within single digits. Down to nine after trailing by 14. A 5-0 spurt. Here's Deiter, goes baseline, cut off there by Badura. Turn, shoot, shot, swatted. Good help defense by Connor Bush, a 5'11 junior into the game. And here's Donovan, he'll cross over against Deiter, leans in, shoots off balance, and scores it. That baseline jumper's been Jack Donovan Singh. He has nine. What a response by the Bulldogs. 7-0 run by Rossville. Timeout, Silver Lake and Coach Kruger. 30-23 Eagles back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Grisham back with you on this Tuesday evening. Game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. River Lake boys trying to make it a sweep tonight. The girls winning 62-53 over Rossville. But Rossville with a 7-0 run, forcing Coach Krueger to call timeout. It was 30-16, now it's 30-23. Rossville right back in it. Now a hand check called on Donovan on the baseline, and that is his second personal foul. Fourth team foul in Rossville. Silver Lake, no team fouls in the second quarter. We have 3:43 to play in the stanza. Kai Jackson goes out, had a steal on the layup. McDonald back in after getting the tee. Lob into Johnson, leans in. Dane puts it up around and out. Ball tipped around. Dane Johnson fighting for it. And a jump ball between Brock Bush and Dane Johnson. Great effort by both those young men. Brock Bush, a senior, and Dane, a junior. These two teams will play again in Silver Lake coming up February 18th. Bears repeating, this is a league game. The first of your two meetings is a league game. The second meeting is a non-league game because not everybody plays everybody in the league twice. But these rivalry games, they've kept that intact where there's a home-and-home situation. So February 18th, that'll be a non-league game, but could be important for sub-state seeding late in the season. A little three-guard weave action against the man-to-man defense. Miller guards Dane Johnson, and he's swatted at the apex. What a play by Cameron Miller, rejecting Dane Johnson rudely. Here's McDonald. Sets it over to Donovan. Stays out there with the two fouls. McDonald sets it up. His dad calling out the signals. Miller, good bounce pass inside. Left-handed hook is good by Brock Bush. And it's 30-25. Rossville within five. Under three to play before halftime. Well, after starting out in that Abiba zone, they've gone man, and that's been more effective. Rosano sets a high screen. Whitehead picks up the dribble. Here's Dieter. Bounce pass, going baseline is Kaufman. Back to Dieter. Wide open three-pointer from the wing, too strong. And tracking down the long rebound is Badura. Ahead to Donovan. Bulldogs want to run, don't have the numbers. Open, Miller, pull up Jay. In rhythm, misses off the heel. And knocks the ball away from Bush is Kaufman. Eagles with possession, leading by five. They haven't scored in about 2 minutes. They led 30-16. 9-0 run by the Bulldogs to get themselves right back in this one. Here's Dieter, stumbled a little bit. Hands it off to Dane Johnson. Dane has 16 of his team's 30. No surprise, they're averaging 25 a game. Here's Whitehead. Goes all the way to the hoop. Misses, and we have a blocking foul called as Whitehead hit the deck, as did Brock Bush. And I think Brock was just a nanosecond late in the rotation. Fifth team foul. Bulldog fans don't like the call, but I think that was the right call. Toughest call for an official is a block charge, without question. Mitch McDonald wanted an explanation. So exactly, actually, it's 2:08 to play here before halftime. 30-25, Silver Lake with a lead. They've led the entire way. Free throw on the way by the right-handed shooter, Whitehead. Knocks it down. His first point of the night. 5'10 junior that knows his role, handle the ball, don't turn it over, get in the hands of your scorers, which is Dieter and Dane Johnson. Dane Johnson gets a breather for the first time this evening. It'll be a short one. Second free throw, up and good. And that ends a 9-0 spurt for the Bulldogs. 32-25, Silver Lake. Here's McDonald. Quick move against Kaufman. Puts it up, partially blocked by Rosano. Bush gets it back, and then a reach-in foul called on Bergman. Eagles wanted a foul when Rosano had the rebound. It was knocked away. So Bergman called for the personal. That's his first. And the first foul of the second quarter on the Eagles. But Brock Bush in the act of shooting gets two charity tosses. First one back ironed. No good. He's 0 for 3 from the line. Has 4 points this evening. Donovan goes out. Makai Jackson is in. Donovan on the bench with two fouls. Second free throw. Also no good. Rosano cleans the glass. The Windex man. So Bush 0 for 4 from the stripe. Rossville staying in there man-to-man after opening the game in that Amoeba zone. Here's Dieter, a little crossover against Badura. Spins in the lane. Fires it in the near corner to Kaufman. Posting up Rosano. He catches against Bush. Leans in. Puts it up and can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Turns. Follows short. Bush hits the deck, as does Rosano. And here comes McDonald. McDonald, crossover. Goes baseline. And a foul called on the block by the Eagles. McDonald a little too quick with that first step. It is on Whitehead, his first. Second team foul on the Eagles. Dane Johnson, as I said, wouldn't be out very long. Proves me to be correct as he checks in. As does Jared Johnson. Dieter and Bergman get breathers. Lob all the way out front to Miller. Miller attacks, and he's fouled. Tripped up. Kai Jackson quick comes to help up his teammate. I think he got Kaufman with an inadvertent trip. And they do. Kaufman second. Third team foul. Also, they run a box set on the out-of-bounds play. McDonald, the trigger man, left of the bucket. Kaufman is out. And Bergman right back in after a couple seconds on the bench. Lob all the way out front, top of the circle. It goes to Miller. Jackson, all the way to the Bulldog logo near midcourt is McDonald. 5'5 junior point guard gives it up to Jackson. Play it out front to Brock Bush. To the left wing, McDonald. Entry pass on the block is Miller. Leans in, turns, puts it up and over Dane Johnson. I think Roswell's got to do more of that. He has six, 32-27 under a minute to go, first half. Bergman. Stutter step dribble to Johnson. Dane steps back, now spins in the lane, puts it up with the right, scores. What a scoop! He was a whirling dervish all the way to the rack and right down the boulevard. He has 18. It's 34-27. Lob knocked away backside. Good defense by Whitehead. And Dane Johnson back to Whitehead. 34-27, Silver Lake. Their biggest lead has been 14. They've led the entire way. Inside, catching is Bergman. Out to Dane Johnson, wide open, right of the key. Three, back iron, no. Here's McDonald, wants to run, two on two. Leans in, puts up the off-balance shot. Doesn't go, too strong on the banker. Rebound, Brock Bush, out to Miller. Launches the three in, rattles it home with 4 seconds to go before halftime. Timberlake gets it in. Whitehead, all the way down the floor, is short. Big shot by Miller, who ends the half with nine, his first three of the night. It's a big one. It pulls Roscoe within four at 34-30. Silver Lake led the entire first half. 14-point lead. Dwindles all the way down to four at the break. Roscoe with some momentum going into the locker room. Stay tuned. Our halftime should have come. On the other side of this timeout, Silver Lake 34, Roscoe 30 at the break. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Hi, I'm Justin Glasgow, owner of Performance Tire and Auto. During this special time of the year, we want to express our deepest gratitude to all that have supported us.
To our incredible staff, thank you for your dedication. Your hard work brings joy to our customers.
To our valued customers, you are our greatest gift. Thank you for making us a part of your holiday journey.
And to our healthcare workers, our first responders, and our teachers, your selfless service is the true spirit of the season. Thank you for all that you do.
Wishing you a joyful holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with our studio engineer, MJ, back at the studios in Hiawatha, Wade Gershner with you on this Tuesday evening, our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Halftime of the boys' contest here in Rossville, the War on 24, Silver Lake boys 34, Rossville 30. Silver Lake led the entire way in that first half, led 20-12 at the end of one, pushed the lead to 14, thanks to an 8-0 run, 28-14, led 30-16, but then Rossville able to go on a quick 7-0 spurt, cut to 7, and eventually cut it to 4, 34-30 at halftime on a three-pointer with 3 seconds remaining for the half by Cameron Miller. Miller led the way for Rossville with 9. Jack Dama chipped in with 9. He also has playing with 2 fouls. Miller and Dama each hit a 3. 2 points for Jacoby McDonald. 4 points for Brock Bush. Makai Jackson a steal on a layup. Cameron Maduro a bucket. And Will Cook a basket. Cook also with 2 fouls. Rossville 0 for 4 from the line. Turned over 5 times. Unofficially hit the 2 threes. Silver Lake, meanwhile, led by Dane Johnson. Averages 25 a game at 18 in the first half. 2 of 4 from the line. Brody Dider with 6. 4 points for Eamon Kaufman, 2 for Jared Johnson on those 2 technical free throw makes. 2 points for Grady Bergman, 2 for J.P. Whitehead. Silver Lake 8-10 from the foul line, did not make a 3 in that first half. Turn it over just 4 times. Silver Lake boys leading at the break 34-30. Earlier tonight, the girls contest, 2 ranked teams in the state. Silver Lake girls ranked 5th in 3A, knocked off the 6th ranked team in 2A, Rossville. 62-53. Rossville girls led 20-17 early in the second quarter. Silver Lake went on 18-0 spurt, keyed by Savannah Windy, the sophomore, with 3 of her 4 threes in that second quarter. She scored 11 of Silver Lake's 20 points in the second period. Silver Lake outscored Rossville 20-5 in that second quarter, led by 14 at the break. Rossville could get as close as 6, but that would be as close as they would get there in the fourth quarter at 49-43, and Silver Lake goes on to win it by 9, 62-53. Kaylin Haney, unofficially 25 points, 13 of 14 from the line. Savannah Windy with the 4 threes and 16 points to lead Silver Lake, who's now 3-1 overall, 3-0 in the Big East League. They'll be hosting Hiawatha on Friday. Rossville was led by Riley Dick, the 5'6 junior point guard, coach's daughter, with 28 points, 19 in the second half. 5 of 6 on the line, hit 5 3-pointers. She now has made 18 threes in 4 games this year. Nora Burdick, the sophomore, chipped in with 15. Rossville, the first loss of the year. They're 0-1 in league play, 3-1 overhaul, and Silver Lake girls win it 62-53. Nemaw Central girls get their first win of the year, edging Valley Heights 39-37. Nemaw Central girls now 1-3 on the season. Halftime, boys game, Silver Lake 34, Rossville 30. More of a halftime show to come after this 2-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime, Silver Lake Boys 34, Rossville Boys 30. Rossville back in action Friday on the road at Holton, and then the holiday break. They'll host Jeff West on January the 7th. Silver Lake, meanwhile, will be at home the next two games. Friday, hosting Hiawatha, and then Tuesday, January 7th, it'll be our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse when they host St. Mary's. That should be a really fun up and down boys game. The girls game should be very good as well, so we look forward to that coming up on January the 7th. A huge thank you to our sponsors. They include the Horak Legacy Group, the Katie Companies in Rossville, Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake, Silver Lake Bank, Bob's Janitorial, Nextech, Integrity Insurance of Topeka, Clements Welding up in Morrill, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Timmy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Biltmeyer Homes, and Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville. And if you'd like to sponsor any of the games we do, you can always call us at 547-3461. And without those sponsors, these broadcasts are not possible. We're trying to provide even more coverage to high school sports teams here in Northeast Kansas with our new station, 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city of Topeka. But we reach out well beyond that to Lawrence and over here, Highway 24, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, and Rossville. Speaking with the head coach of Rossville Boys, Coach McDonough, earlier this week. I talked with Coach Kruger about this, Coach Porter as well, the girls coach of Silver Lake, Coach Derek Dick of the Rossville girls, and all four agree that they really appreciate the coverage. They say that sometimes we don't get as much coverage as some other schools do. We got some really good programs over here, so we appreciate them helping us out with all the information and prepare for the broadcast. We start the second half. Rossville within four. Here's McDonald. Nice dish to Bush, and he lays it up and in on the cut to the bucket. Great baseline drive by McDonald. Set it up on a platter, and feasting on it was Brock Bush. He has six, and it's 34-32. Silver Lake's 14-point lead has pretty much evaporated down to a bucket. Silver Lake in maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and trim as Kaufman has poked away as he went up. Great defense by Badura. And we go on jump ball. Yeah, that's probably the right call. Bit of a travel. It'll stay with Silver Lake on a possession arrow. Rossville in the home white with the black numerals, black trim outlined in red with dogs, D-A-W-G-S, on the front of the jersey. Eagles on the front of the jersey, of course, for Silver Lake. Lob into Dane Johnson. He catches, turns, leans in, puts up with the left and scores. Well, Dane Johnson scored with the right hand. He can score with the left hand. He's bidextrous. And it's 20 now for Dane Johnson. Continues his torrid start to the season. Just a junior. 36-32. Silver Lake back up by four. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Ross opened up an amoeba zone, as I like to call it. Then they went man. Here's Donovan playing with two fouls. He had nine in the first half. And here's Brock Bush, turnaround shot in the lane, left it short. Rebound, Silver Lake. Here's Whitehead, across the timeline from right to left here in the second half. Between the circles, this is Bergman. Junior looking inside, nothing doing, gives it back to Whitehead. Whitehead under control, into the corner, back out to Bergman. Bergman to Whitehead. And Silver Lake will set what they want to run here. Coach Kruger directing traffic to my left on the Silver Lake bench. Dieter with 6 points so far. Johnson, Dane with 20. He catches it. Double team, triple team. Out to Dieter. Three-pointer left of the key. Buries it. As we said, Dieter is the Robin to Dane Johnson's Batman. Here's a three. Quick trigger. It swished. Donovan says, I can do the same thing on my end. Thank you very much. Now back the other way. Dieter misses on the baseline. Miller the rebound for Rossville. 39-35 Silver Lake. Big answer by Donovan in transition. Now Donovan from way downtown from Wamigo. Donovan drills the triple. Nothing but nylon. A pure swish. Back-to-back triples. Unlimited range for Donovan. And it's a one-point game. 39-38 Silver Lake. They led by 14 in the first half. Here's Dane Johnson. Picked up by Miller. Dane spins. Turns. Shot swatted by Miller. And trying to save it. Unable to do so on the deflection far sideline. Is Dieter. Well, Mr. Momentum is on the side of Rossville right now. Donovan with 15 points and 3 threes. If you're an older basketball fan, you remember Vinny Johnson, Detroit Pistons, where he could score points in bunches? Well, Donovan just did that. He is definitely heating up. Miller out front. He hit a three right before halftime, which is a big shot for the Bulldogs on their home floor. Rock Bush to McDonald. Silver Lake, see what they're doing. They're going to 1-3-1. Gonna mix it up a little bit. 1-3-1 zone. Dieter at the top. On the baseline is Bergman. Driving baseline is Badura. Banks it up and in. Badura says, I'll take that 1-3-1 and I will slice it up. And Rossville has their first lead of the night, 40-39. Coach McDonald imploring his team to play defense. And they're man to man. Here's Whitehead. Between the ovals. Being pressured by McDonald. Plays it to Dane Johnson. Miller went for a steal. And he's called for a little bit of contact and a foul. Might be a good thing the foul was called on Miller because Dane Johnson then had a 5-on-4 for Silver Lake. It was 30-16 Silver Lake. Rossville went on a 7-0 run to cut the 7, cut the 4 to end the half on the Miller 3. And now they lead 40-39. Silver Lake was in control. Well, last time they played on this floor back on February the 9th, it went to overtime, and Rossville won 87-79. Inbounds in the backcourt to Whitehead. Here's Jared Johnson back in the game after missing last couple games due to an ankle injury. Drives, puts it up high off the window. No. Going up high. Clean in the glasses. The Windex man, Miller. Here's McDonald. Little crossover. Doesn't fool Dane Johnson. Whips it out front to Miller. Miller back to McDonald. Wide open. Corner three. Short. And a good box out by Rosano. Just checked into the game. His pass deflected on the outlet by Badura. Picked up, though, by Dieter. Here's Dane Johnson, who has 20 points. Lead all scorers. Now Dieter to the foul line. Over to Whitehead. Doesn't take the three. Posting is Rosano. Leans in. Puts it up. Had it blocked by Brock Bush. Rebound, though. Jared Johnson in the corner. Here's Whitehead to Dieter. He drives. Right lane. Flips it. Jared Johnson. Might have traveled. No call. Now, that's a flop, they're saying, on McDonald. And Jared Johnson hits the bucket. Is it a three? It is a three by Jared Johnson. They're glad to have him back. And the McDonald's slow to get up. Looks like he's okay. They stopped play. 42-40. Johnson with his first three of the night. So the flop is called on McDonald. That is a point of emphasis this year. So they call a flop warning on Rossville. And it was a two, apparently. It put 41. It was a two. So 41-40. Silver Lake. So no three-pointer for Johnson. That's Jared Johnson. Well, rivalry game, and it is tight. Midway through the third quarter. Silver Lake leads by one. Here's Badura. Finds a crease all the way to the roof, and he is fouled. And now a D. Rosano came over, looked at Badura, and the official is going to clean that up in a hurry. So this rivalry has always been heated, and it's heating up even more now. McDonald had a technical. That'd be Jacoby, the player. Not his dad, the head coach for Rossville. Now Rosano is called for a T. That's the second team foul on Silver Lake. One team foul on Rossville in this quarter. Rosano leads. Student section of Silver Lake applauding it. But now Donovan will step to the line to shoot two technical free throws. Well, Badura with a strong move to the hoop. Couldn't finish, and then the whistle and a foul. I think the question is, who was the foul on? Because there's a technical. Okay, Well, let's see here. Did Rosano get a foul and a technical? Or was there just a technical call? We are waiting to see. Possession arrow resides with Rossville. Not that that matters right now. Yep. It was a foul and then the technical. So Baduro will shoot two. He's fouled on the attempt. And then there'll be the two technical free throws. But I don't think they put both fouls up on the scoreboard. Free throw by Baduro. Good. He has 5'6" senior, averaged 11 a year ago, averaging 7 the young portion of this year. Tied at 41, second free throw, deep knee bend, right-handed shooter, and Baduro knocks it down. 42-41, Rossville, and now Donovan to the line for the technicals. First one up, swish. Donovan with 16. Second free throw, up and away to my right. Nothing but nylon. So, that is a four-point possession and Roscoe gets the ball. So, it's a chance for a seven-point trip if they make a three. Two free throws, two technical free throws. Here's McDonald, far wing. Given room, takes the three, bounces off. Brock Bush the rebound, stick back, doesn't go. Gets it again, tries again, misses. Ball tipped around, loose ball foul called on whom? I do not know, but it is a foul. And Brock Bush, not to be denied, continued to just bring his lunch pail to work. And the foul is on Kaufman, his third for Silver Lake. Fourth team foul on the Eagles. Next one will put Roscoe in the double bonus. In the corner, Baduro rises and fires and bounces off. Miller, the rebound, goes up strong and scores it. It's a six-point trip for Rossville. 46-41. You don't see that every day. Four free throws and a bucket. Silver Lake didn't even touch the ball. 46-41. They forgot to put the bucket up on the board. There they got it. Here's Jared Johnson, and we got an offensive foul. Moving screen on Deiter. His first, that's a player control foul, and that's the fifth foul on Silver Lake. So the next foul, and the rest of the fouls this quarter, will be double bonus. As Hunter Rooks, 5 minutes sophomore, in there for just a few seconds. Now he checks back out. Let's reset the lineup. Jerry Johnson, Dane Johnson on the floor, along with Deiter, Rosano, and Whitehead. Rossville has Miller, McDonald. Here is Baduro posting up against Deiter. Leans in, left it short, rebound to Deiter. Silver Lake wants the run. Far sideline, Whitehead moving right to left. Back to Deiter. Finds Jared Johnson. Spot up three. Far corner. Bouncing off. Short. Miller, great rebound. A foul on Dane Johnson. And for Dane, that's just his first. And free throws for the Bulldogs. So, if you're just tuning in, Silver Lake boys led 30-16 in the second quarter. Rossville now leading by five. So we have a 19-point swing. A span of about 10 minutes of game time. Free throw on the way by Miller. Rolls it in there. Miller with 13. First trip to the line for the 6'4 junior. Averaging 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals through 3 games. Averaged 11-6 a year ago. Second free throw, deep knee bend. Fires. Nothing but net. Miller with 14, and it's 48-41 Rossville. With it is Whitehead. Now to Dane Johnson. Has it top of the key, guarded by Miller. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. They've been in it ever since about mid to late first quarter when Silver Lake was carving up the zone. Whitehead to Deiter. Catches at the right elbow. Brings it back out. Lobs it. And that's a foul on Miller. Dane Johnson, a great job coming beneath the pass. Miller with his second. Second team foul on the Bulldogs. So we have a 21-point swing. Dane Johnson. Plenty of time to swing the other way, though. Here's Dane, puts it up. Blocked by Miller, and a foul on Miller. That's his third. One of the things that Rossville has done, and we were talking about earlier, is that Silver Lake really doesn't have a low post defensive presence. And so you've got Miller. Brock Bush has been able to play the bully ball inside. And that's a compliment, by the way, using his muscle. We saw Cook with a drop step for a score. But there has been a little more aggressive in the third quarter, getting the lane and going attacking the goal. That's probably the way to approach it. As Dane Johnson misses the first free throw, he's 2 of 5 from the line. He has 20, 18 in the first half. Second free throw, Dane hits that one. 48-42, Rossville leading by 6. McDonald turns the corner, has it blocked by Rosano, but a foul on Rosano. That's his third. Two free throws for McDonald. It was so, so quick. Rossville going on an 8-0 run, and they're down 41-40. Made it 48-41. Now it's 48-42 after Dane Johnson hit one out of two cherry tosses. McDonald rattles it in there. His third point of the night. Averages 10 points and 3 assists a game. He got called for a technical in the first half, and DeAndre Rosano of Silver Lake got called for a T earlier in this quarter as McDonald calmly hits both free throws. 50-42, Rossville. Whitehead had a notion, doesn't pull the trigger for three. Under two to play in the third quarter. Rossville leading 50-42, their biggest lead of the night. Dane Johnson spins, flips it out. Dieter, three on the way, short. Ball tipped out. Derek Johnson has it. Now Dieter for Silver Lake, second chance opportunity. Posting up, going up Rosano, and he's fouled. That's a third team foul on Rossville, but Rosano in the act of shooting gets two tosses. Blocking foul called. For Will Cook, that's his third. Fourth team foul. Free throw on the way by Rosano. It is too strong. 6'2 senior. One of eight seniors on the varsity. Kaufman checking in. He's also a senior. Going out is Jared Johnson, also a senior. Minute 38 left in this third quarter from Rossville High School. The War on 24. Silver Lake girls won earlier night, 62-53. Rosano misses both free throws. Dane Johnson, though, gets the rebound on the baseline. Whitehead fakes the three again. Dieter plays it to Dane Johnson. Right wing extended. Goes to work one-on-one against Badura. Steps in, kicks it out. Dieter in the lane. Pull up Jay. Short from 12. Good rebound by Brock Bush. Outlet to McDonald, who's always looking to push it. He goes 100 miles an hour. Back to the trailer. Three, Donovan, and he misses. Left it short. Rebound Whitehead. Quickly head far sideline. Dieter throws it away. Picked off by Donovan. Gives it to Bush, and now back to Donovan. Turnover for Silver Lake. They have 6 turnovers. Rossville with 7. Here's Badura posting up his Cook. Quick drop step with the left and banks it in against Kaufman. Cook with 4, and it's a 10-point game. Rossville leading after trailing by 14 in the first half. 52-42. Here is Rosano. Turns, right-hand hook, left it short. Rebound, saved on the baseline by Donovan. Rossville has gotten the ball in the low block, and they have played physical with their bigs down low and their size, their girth and their height. Here's Brock Bush, same thing. Puts it up and scores off the window. 54-42. We talked about Silver Lake's lack of a post presence, and we're seeing it right now. Pull up three, Whitehead. They need it. Back iron, no. Ball tipped out. It's all Bulldogs right now. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Donovan has it to my right. Checks the clock. Plays it back between the circles of Badura. Now Donovan. Guarded by Whitehead. Donovan pops on the baseline and misses. He yelled and one, but his fadeaway on the baseline, he was fouled. Fouls on Whitehead, and it's his second. Two free throws on the way for Donovan. So Donovan to the line, two free throws. It's on the way, and Donovan hits the first. Donovan with 18. 55-42 Rossville. Whitehead and Rosano check out with 2.6 on the clock here in the third quarter. So if Donovan hits this free throw, Rossville will be up 14. Silver Lake was up 14 in the first half. It would be a 28-point swing. Second free throw, Donovan, nothing but net. 19 for the junior. 10 in the quarter. 56-42. See what Silver Lake could draw up here with 2.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. They have to go the length of the floor from right to left. Kaufman, the trigger man. Full court pressure by Rossville. Kaufman has it knocked away, stolen by Jackson. He fumbles it, gets it back, fires at the buzzer, well off the mark to the right. What a quarter for Rossville as they outscore Silver Lake 26-8 in the third and lead by 14 going into the fourth. 56-42 Bulldogs. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rossville at 26-8 third quarter, and they lead by 14, their largest lead of the night. Donovan way downtown again, and the man is on fire. Jack Donovan has 22 points, 4 3-pointers. He has 13 of his 22 in the second half at 10 in the third quarter. Dane Johnson drives, flips it up, no. And a charge called on Dane Johnson. That is his second. 59-42 Rossville. They've asserted their dominance in the low block and in the paint. That has kind of been the question for Silver Lake. They're athletic. They got really good guards. But what about when they go up against a team that has more size or physicality? And we saw that last year in the sub-state semifinals against Beloit, where they struggled in that game and lost to end their season 63-35. It's kind of a missing piece that they would love to find. As a fadeaway jumper from the left elbow by Donovan, the man can't miss. The junior with 24. 61-42. Johnson puts it up, counted, and a foul, and it stops the bleeding. 23 for Johnson. And the foul is on Cameron Miller. That is his fourth. So Silver Lake, a 21-1 run. 21-1 spurt for Rossville. Free throw in there for Dane Johnson. He has 24. And now a turnover, and Brody Dider with a left-hand layup puts it in. He has 11. Full court pressure applied there by Silver Lake. Makai Jackson, baseline. Badura lays it up and in. He has 8. 63-47. Back the other way. Pass knocked out of bounds on Makai Jackson. So we saw Silver Lake go on an 8-0 run. And now Rossville with a 21-1 spurt. We saw an 18-0 run by the Silver Lake girls earlier tonight in the second quarter, and they end up winning by 9. Dider to Whitehead, 6:40 to go. Jared Johnson off the screen, the 3. Swish from the left corner. Silver Lake certainly not done yet. Johnson with 7. And it's 63-50. Back the other way, Badura layup good. Badura with 10, 8 in the second half. 65-50. Just a little too easy right now for Rossville offensively. Baseline, Kaufman. High arcing floater from 5. Missing but a foul against the Bulldogs with 6:19 to play in our final frame unless we go to overtime. Kai Jackson's foul, that's his first. Second team foul on Rossville in the fourth. One team foul so far on Silver Lake. So Kaufman to the line. If you're just tuning in, Silver Lake led 20-12 at the end of one. They're up 30-16. But Rossville, Miller hit a 3 to close out the first half to cut the fourth, the break 34-30. Rossville outscored Silver Lake 26-8 in the third. It was Silver Lake 41-40, and then Rossville scored 21 of the next 22 points. Toppin missed both free throws, and then he came across the line before the ball hit the rim, so it's a violation, which appeared to be the right call. 65-50 Bulldogs, trying to improve to 3-1. Here's McDonald against the pressure. Fires it near sideline to Donovan. Donovan lobs it baseline off the hand of Cook, and out of bounds. I thought Silver Lake might have touched that last. 9 turnovers for the Bulldogs, 8 for Silver Lake. And a timeout has been called. A 30, so we'll take one as well. 65-50 Rossville, still 6:11 to go in this one, back at 30 seconds, so 96-9 the Bulls.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big thanks to our sponsors, Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, Doltmeyer Home, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Integrity Insurance Topeka, Nextech, Bob's Janitorial, Silver Lake Bank, Bob Schwartz Financial, Bukati Companies in Rossville, and Horak Legacy Group. Couldn't have these broadcasts without their support. We thank them so much. If you have a chance and you see them, thank them as well. 65-50, Rossville with the lead in the boys' contest after Silver Lake led by 14 in the first half. Rossville now at 15 in the fourth. 29-point swing. Gary Johnson, high arcing three. That one missed to the right, an air ball. Saved by Coughlin. Dane Johnson leans in and puts it up. Count it, and a foul. Dane Johnson with 26. And it cuts it to 13. Foul is on Cameron Badura, his second, 13th foul on the Bulldogs. Chris Tayson Horak, a 5'10 senior, averaged 8 a year ago per game. He's out with an injury. They hope to have him back soon. That'll make this team deeper. Dane Johnson's free throw is good. He's 5'8 from the line. He has 27 of his team's 53. And it's 65-53 Rossville. And the other question for Silver Lake is, who's going to score besides Dane Johnson and Brody Dieter? And tonight Dieter has 11. Dane Johnson has 27 as the pass deflected, and last touch by Rossville. Turnover for the Bulldogs, their 10. So 38 of the 53 for Silver Lake coming from those two. They account for about 80%, 75% of their offense. Henry Rooks into the ball game, or Hunter Rooks, I should say, a sophomore. Here's Dane Johnson, leans in. Banker, no. Ball tipped around. It's loose. Dane Johnson fighting on Makai Jackson, and a foul is called. Boy, good effort by both players, Makai Jackson and Dane Johnson. Coach McDonald can't believe it. Got to be careful here, or he could get teed up. And he... bench warning. He could have teed him up. But I like that the official showed a little bit of restraint there. But the key to Coach McDonald was he stomped off, but he went away from the official. I think if he stomped right in front of the official looking at him, that probably got a tee. So Silver Lake trying to get back in it. Down by 12. Here's Dane Johnson into the paint. Drives all the way. Left-hand layup. Left it short. He fights for it. Loose. Gary Johnson gets it for Silver Lake. This game becoming more and more intense by the second. Dane Johnson turns. Shot. Left it short. Ball tipped out. McDonald comes away with it for Rossville. McDonald goes into the lane. Had it knocked away. It's loose. And Kaufman has it. Foul called on Badura. And that is his third. And that's the situation. Jacoby McDonald plays 110 miles per hour. You're up 12. You have a one-on-two. And you're up 12. The clock's your friend, 5:18. That's where the junior point guard, I'm sure his dad will talk to him, watch a film, like, hey, man, hey, son, got to pull that one out a little bit. I mean, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. You're trying to draw a foul. We don't need points. We just need to use the clock. Back it out. Let's set up our offense. If you're down 12, yeah, you want to force the action. Is on Badura, his third, has a free throw, in and out, back in again for Kaufman. He has 5. 65-54. Rossville led by 19 at 61-42 after a 21-1 run, and now Silver Lake getting right back in it. And now we have another violation. We'll see. And Rossville was in the lane a little bit too early, so Kaufman made the first, missed the second, but he'll get a redo the second. 65-54 Rossville. Second free throw of the senior, and he left it short. Rebound Dane Johnson. Had a block from behind cleanly by Badura. What a block. And now the ball kicked in the backcourt by Silver Lake. Rossville will be at Holton on Friday. Silver Lake will host Hiawatha on Friday before the holiday break. Here's the full court pressure. 1-2-2 for Silver Lake. Here's McDonald behind the back dribble. Gives it up to Makai Jackson. Rossville breaks the pressure. Donovan's had the hot hand. He has 24-15 in the second half. And a couple threes from a whole nother area code. Turning and putting it in is Badura. He's been unstoppable in this second half. He has 12. There's that low post presence. 67-54 Rossville. Took Rossville a little while, but they figured out. Get it down low. Attack Silver Lake inside. Here's Dieter. Pump fake. Into the paint. Turn, shoots, and rattles it home. Dieter with 13. He's starting to warm up. 67-56. Quickly up the floor. The pass. Too far ahead of Badura. Tries to save it. Might have hurt his left wrist as it ran into the wall. And now we go back to what Coach McDonald said this week to me about discipline. Under control. You're up 11. And we don't need a layup right away. 67-56. 12 turnovers for the Bulldogs. 9 for Silver Lake. To the high post, Dieter. Guarded by Makai Jackson. Dieter looks inside. Picks up the dribble. Dane Johnson. Far corner. Goes baseline and a blocking foul on Badura, and that's the right call. Badura with his fourth. 5 team fouls at Rossville. So if you're Silver Lake right now, you're down 11. Force the action. Drive, drive, drive. Attack, attack, attack. Because you're in the double bonus the rest of the way. So if you draw a foul, the clock's going to stop and you can cut into this deficit. On the floor right now is Badura, Donovan, Miller, and Makai Jackson along with McDonald. And for Silver Lake, it is Rosano along with Kaufman, Dieter, Whitehead, and Dane Johnson at the foul line. He has 28 now. 6 of 9 from the line. Silver Lake, they've made 1-3, that by Jared Johnson. Second free throw by Dane is up, and he puts that one in as well. 29 for Dane, and now a steal. Whitehead almost had a steal. And he dives for it. Donovan gets it, and Whitehead called for a foul, but good effort by Whitehead. His third, second team foul. 67-58. So Rossville's 19-point lead is down to 9. And I said earlier, there's plenty of time for things to shift again. Okay, so this is a good job by the lead official. He is bringing both coaches over. Things are getting a little bit chippy. It's really, 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 really intense, as it will be in a rivalry game. And I think the officials are just telling both coaches, listen, I want you guys to clean up the antics. I think we're seeing both teams, their players, get a little bit overly emotional after each call. And I think it's a great job of officiating. And he's saying it. Yeah, so the official's saying, you know, he's talking both ways. He isn't picking on one team or another. He brought both coaches over, Shannon Krieger, Silver Lake, Brandon McDonald of Rossville. Hey, it's heated. It's a rivalry. Both teams are fired up. The kids are fired up. The coaches get into it. And I think this is a good time to create a little bit of a pause here. Nice job of officiating. Because you don't want anything to get out of hand, something stupid happen. Sports is all about emotion, but it's got to be controlled emotion for the most part. So this allows everybody to take a deep breath. So Silver Lake was down 19. They've come all the way back cut to 9, and we still have 4:08 to play. Now still a few turnovers have given the Eagles new life. Here's Donovan, cut off there, baseline by Dane Johnson. Brock Bush over to McDonald. McDonald guarded there by Whitehead. Rossville wise to run a little bit of clock here, run their half court offense. Bush calling for it, catches it, double team, out front, top of the circle, Miller. He drives all the way to the hoop and is fouled. And that's what you want if you're Rossville. Attack the goal, run some clock, don't settle for an outside shot. And Miller to the line. He's playing with four fouls, as is Cameron Badura for Rossville. Jared Johnson coming in, and Rosano fouled out. That's his fifth foul. So Jared Johnson, Dieter, Kaufman, Whitehead, and Dane Johnson for Silver Lake. Miller, Donovan, Brock Bush, McDonald, and Mekhi Jackson for Rossville. Miller, free throw on the way. Hits it. He has 15. Now, the new rule went in place last year. 5 team fouls, double bonus, no more one-to-ones. Does help the team that has the lead. You don't have as many of those pressure-packed front ends of one-and-ones. Second free throw. Miller calmly hits a pair of free throws. He has 16. And 69-58. Here's a three back the other way by Jared Johnson. Short. Johnson diving for it, saves it, but right to Miller. And we have a tie-up or a foul. Jump ball. Jump ball. And the arrow goes to Silver Lake. 3:36 to go. 69-58. Bulldogs by 11. Been a roller coaster of emotions tonight in this game. Lob knocked. Oh, Miller runs into Brock Bush. Brock Bush is shaken up. Has that pass very, very dangerous. And if it wasn't for Miller running in his teammate, that would have been an easy steal. So no foul on the play, just the ball going out of bounds. Last touch by Rossville. Silver Lake maintains possession. Whitehead the trigger man. Jared Johnson and Miller ran through a screen. Yep, Miller's done. He ran through the screen of Kaufman. So Cameron Miller, 6'4 junior, had a nice game. 16 points. Now Badura comes in with four fouls. And as Clark Kellogg would say, Miller's been Dairy Queen DQ'd. Disqualified due to fouls. Kaufman, deep knee bend. Free throw, swish. Kaufman with six. And the lead is down to 10, 69-59. Silver Lake has four timeouts. Rossville has three remaining. Second free throw short. Brock Bush, a nice rebound. And kept the ball high so nobody could poke it away. Kaufman hits one out of two, 69-59. Here's McDonald being chased by Kaufman. McDonald is the point guard at 5'5", and a timeout called by his dad, head coach Brandon McDonald. With 3:14 to play, Rossville 69, Silver Lake 59, back in 1 minute. 96.9 the Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, just tuning in, it's been a wild game here tonight. The War on 24 in the boys' contest. Silver Lake led by as many as 14 in the second quarter. Rossville came all the way back, took a 40-39 lead. Silver Lake regained the lead 41-40, and then Rossville scored 21 of the next 22 points, a 21-1 run, to go up 19 early in the fourth quarter, and you probably thought that's all she wrote, right? Well, not so fast. Silver Lake in the last 4 minutes has shaved 9 off of that deficit. A 19-point lead for Rossville is now down to 10. Inbounds the backcourt to Mekhi Jackson. 3:12 to play in the fourth. Rossville 69, Silver Lake 59. Here's McDonald, picked up there by Whitehead. McDonald behind the back dribble, sliding a little bit with those shoes on the floor. Donovan has it to our right. Plays it out front between the circles to Badura, playing with the four fouls. Badura steps in, dishes to Brock Bush, who spins, puts up the shot, partially blocked. Badura the rebound, stick back good. Boy, Badura has been absolutely outstanding. Okay, I'll delay a game warning on the ball going through the net on Rossville. Just a warning. So the bucket by Badura does count, and it's 71-59 Rossville. Eagles bring it up the floor from right to left. McDonald harassing Whitehead. Do Rossville do not foul? If you're Silver Lake, attack and draw foul so you can stop the clock, go to the line. Jared Johnson into the paint. Puts it out to Whitehead. Whitehead with just a free throw tonight. Has not been looking to shoot the ball from the perimeter. Now Dieter had it poked away by Jackson. Dieter gets it back. Here's Jared Johnson, little guard weave action. Spins, turns off the dribble, and hits the turnaround from 12 in the lane. Nice move by Johnson. He has 9. Lead back to 10, 71-61. With 2:15 to go. Donovan has it. Near wing. Front of the Roscoe bench. Plays out. Bulldog logo at half court here. Roscoe High School to McDonald, the point guard, the junior. Swings it left. Jackson in the bush. Bush leans in. Puts it up. Foul called. Once again, Roscoe getting it to the low block and getting the matchups that they want. Foul is on Kaufman and is his fourth, according to my stat sheet. 14 foul on Silver Lake, so everybody now in the double bonus the rest of the way. In the final 2 minutes and 1 second. Glad you can tune in to our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse as the free throw bounces off for Brock Bush. He is 0 for 5 from the line, but he has 8 points. He's been active down low in the block. Wearing a compression sleeve and a bit of a knee brace on that left knee. Second free throw, that also no good. So Bush misses both free throws. 10-point game. Quickly down the floor, Jared Johnson. Dribbles, turns into the lane. Off the heel, no. Rebound, Dane Johnson. Stick back, good. It's an 8-point game with a minute 49 to go. Timeout, Silver Lake. Dane Johnson now has 31 on the night. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you on 96.9 The Pulse, 71-63. Roscoe boys trying to hang on and win this one. Trailed by 14 in the first half, then was up 19 early in this fourth quarter. Silver Lake keeps chipping away, keeps sawing wood. Low court pressure. McDonald brings up the floor and throws it away on a one-handed pass on a wraparound. Dieter, and then he might have lost it. And then Bush runs in the cheerleaders trying to save it for Roscoe on the baseline to my left. So another turnover for the Bulldogs. That's 14, but they have 7 in this quarter. How do you make a crazy comeback? You need a lot of things to go your way. A couple things. You need the other team to miss free throws. That's happened. You need the other team to turn the ball over. That's happened. Then you got to make shots. And that has happened. Here's Dane Johnson. Spins, turns, lays it up and in. Dane Johnson with 33, a career high. 71-65, a minute 20 to go. McDonald stepped through to Donovan. Far corner, Badura. Rossville, that clock can't move quick enough. 71-65. Two-possession game. McDonald splits the double team. Now drives. What a dish to Donovan. Layup is good. What a play by McDonald splitting the double team with the dribble. Now Jared Johnson puts up a wild shot. Rolls off. Ball tipped around. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Silver Lake. Donovan with 26. 73-65. Minute 2 to go. Three-possession game. The lob into Dane Johnson. He catches, turns, puts it up. Banker, no. Ball tipped around. Dane gets it. Puts it up and scores. Dane Johnson's unstoppable. He has 35. And then a foul in the backcourt on Kaufman. And that will be it for Raymond Kaufman. The Silver Lake will not go away. And why would you in a rivalry game? 73-67. 52 seconds to play. 52 seconds is an eternity right now if you're a Rossville fan. So McDonald to the line. Want to close the door, make free throws, and don't turn it over. And McDonald got the friendly roll. Hit the heel. Went up in the air and right through the netting. Big free throw. McDonald with 5. Three possession game. Second free throw. He calmly knocks it down. 75-67. Quickly down the floor. Dane Johnson drives baseline, leans in, and misses the layup. Tries to tip it in, no. The follow by Jared Johnson is good. Timeout, Silver Lake. Jared Johnson with 11. 75-69, two-possession game again. Timeout, Silver Lake, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2 seconds remaining in this boys varsity contest here at Rossville High School. Rossville Bulldogs 75, Silver Lake 69. It's going to be a high scoring game. Rossville averaging 73 a game coming in, or Silver Lake 64. Dane Johnson has 35 points, and I have 35 on my score sheet for each player. So if he scores again, I'm going to have to be creative. Jack Donovan has 26 to lead Rossville. Brody Dider 13 for Silver Lake. Cameron Miller fouled out, 16 for Rossville, 14 for Cameron Badura. He's been big in the second half, the senior forward for Rossville. Danny Krueger calling that timeout. He's got two remaining. Coach McDonald has two as well for Rossville. Inbounds to Donovan. Here comes the trap. Get it to Makai Jackson. Jackson, one-handed pass ahead to Bruce. Brock Bush, nice catch, but that's exactly who you want to foul. Dane Johnson with his third. Brock Bush is 0 for 6 from the line. The good news is he gets two free throws, no one-on-ones anymore. But the bad news is what I just mentioned, 0 for 6. His job right now is make one. Make one to make it a three-possession game. 37 seconds to go. Free throw on the way. It's up and in and out. Oh for 7. Here is Hunter Rooks, 5'9 sophomore in. Probably just for shooting. And going out is Grady Bergman. Big free throw here for Brock Bush, 6'3 senior. Has 8 points. It's on the way. And he left it short. There's a chance yet for Silver Lake. Whitehead to Dider. Dider leans in, puts it up short to follow Dane Johnson. 4-point game, 28 seconds to go. Timeout, Silver Lake. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake refuses to go away. They have one timeout remaining. We got to give both these teams a lot of credit. Rossville is down 14 first half, could have hung their heads, battle all the way back, cut it to fourth half, and then went on a 21-1 run and led by 19, 61-42 early in the fourth. And then give Silver Lake credit. They didn't give up. They could have folded the tents, packed up, and went home and said, oh, we'll fight another day. And they have scratched and clawed their way back to within four at 75-71. And we said that in order to make a big comeback, and I've seen a few in my lifetime, I saw a comeback with Beloit was down to Sacred Heart by 12 with 2 minutes to go last year and won in double overtime. You need everything to go to right to make a comeback. Here's Donovan Trapp, gets it near sideline to McDonald. McDonald stumbles a little bit. Now he drives, puts it up, and lays it in. What a drive by McDonald. 77-71, 18 seconds to go. Pull up three by Whitehead, up and off the heel. No, Brock Bush, a big rebound, and he lost it. It's loose. Dider gets it. Jared Johnson puts up the three and swishes him. 8 seconds left. And timeout Silver Lake, 77-74. And we will go ahead and keep it here. Jared Johnson's second three of the night. 77-74. And 7.7 on the clock. But we said in order for a comeback to happen, you need a whole bunch of things, a myriad of items to take place. You almost need the perfect storm. One, you got to make shots. You got to make shots. You got to battle. You got to make your free throws. You can't turn the ball over when you're down. And then you need some help from the other team. If the other team hits their free throws and limits their turnovers, it doesn't matter if the other team is perfect offensively. If you're up 19, you're going to win. So it's a combination. I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, hey, is it a collapse? Is it a crazy comeback? Is it an amazing comeback? I said it's always a combination. It's a partial, you know, collapse, if you want to call it that, but it's also an amazing comeback. But it takes both things to happen. So now they can run the baseline, can the Bulldogs. They have two timeouts to work with, or they can't get it in. 7.7 to play. They go home run to McDonald. Down the floor, McDonald lays it up and in. But 5 seconds to go, 79-74 Rosso. Now a steal and a layup missed by McDonald. He gets it back. He's tied up with Bergman. But right there, he just brings it out. Doesn't need to shoot it, but it'd be a great effort by McDonald. Gets a steal. And Rosso's going to come away with a win. 0.2 seconds remaining. 79-74. And how about McDonald? He got a T in the first half, but he's come up big in this fourth quarter. 8 in the fourth quarter of his 10. A couple clutch free throws as well. And a couple big layups. The inbound to Makai Jackson, and that does it. Your final score, Rossville 79 and Silver Lake 74. Wild game to say the least. We'll be back to recap it, go through the numbers and more on a post-game show. Rossville boys improved to 3-1. Silver Lake boys first loss of the year. Rossville wins it 79-74. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review.
Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time here, and it's time for our postgame show on 96.9 The Pulse, as the Rossville boys knock off Silver Lake. Final score, Rossville 79, Silver Lake 74. Silver Lake led the entire first quarter and was up by as many as 10 in that first frame, led 20-12 at the end of one. Went on an 8-0 spurt, led 28-14, 30-16. But Rossville with a 7-0 blitz of their own, made it 30-23. Cameron Miller hit a three right before halftime, and Roscoe in the locker room with some momentum, down just four, 34-30. Silver Lake took a 41-40 lead in the third quarter, and then Roscoe went bonkers. They went on a 21-1 run. That's right, 21 of the next 22 points scored by the Bulldogs. And it seemed that they had a comfortable 19-point lead, 61-42, early in the fourth. So it was a 33-point swing. Roscoe was down 14 first half, up 19 early in the fourth. So give credit to Roscoe for battling back after being down 14. Also give credit to Silver Lake for being down 19 early in the fourth. And they kept scratching and clawing their way for some turnovers, some missed free throws for Roscoe, some big buckets for Silver Lake, a few key threes, offensive rebounds and stickbacks. And eventually, Silver Lake cut it all the way down to three with 7.7 to go, and Roscoe had to inbound it after a timeout. But they got it in, a home run ball, McDonald with a layup, and that sealed the deal. 79-74 is your final. Individually, Dane Johnson led the way with a career high, I believe it's a career high, 37 for Dane Johnson, 18 in the first half, 19 in the second half, a lot there in the fourth quarter when they made that rally. Brody Dider with 13. Dane Johnson 7-10 from the line. Dider with 13 points tonight, including a three-pointer. Jared Johnson had 14 points, 12 in the second half, and 2 3-pointers. So Silver Lake making 3 threes on the night. Eamon Kaufman had 6 points before he fouled out. 2 points for J.P. Whitehead, 2 for Grady Bergman. And that is the scoring for Silver Lake. Unofficially, Silver Lake 11 turnovers. They were 15-23 from the line, hit the 3 threes. They're now 3-1 overall, 2-1 in Big East League play. They'll be home against Hiawatha Friday to close out the 2024 portion of their schedule. These two teams will meet again in Silver Lake on February the 18th. Roscoe improves to 3-1. They're 1-0 in league play. They were led tonight by Jack Donovan with 26 points. He really got hot in that third quarter, a couple of threes. He had 10 of his 26 in the third, finishes with a team-high 26. He had 4 threes on the night, 4 of 4 from the line. Cameron Miller with 15 points, 3 of 3 from the line and 3 before halftime. 14 for Cameron Badura. He was huge. 12 of the 14 coming there in the second half. Will Cook with 4 off the bench. And 10 points for Jacoby McDonald, including a couple of clutch free throws, a couple of big layups in the fourth. And Makai Jackson with a steal and a layup back in the first half. And Brock Bush ended the night with 8 points. Roscoe was 13-21 from the line. Everybody was perfect at the line except for one player. But I don't want to pick on the kid because his effort was tremendous here tonight for Roscoe. And Roscoe made 5 threes this evening. 4 by Donovan and 1 by Miller. Turnovers, Roscoe had 8 there in the fourth quarter. That allowed Silver Lake to make that rally and make it very interesting, cutting it to 3 with 7.5 seconds to go. But Roscoe prevails in the boys' game, 79-74. Earlier tonight, girls' contest goes to the fifth-ranked team of 3, Silver Lake. They were down 20-17, went on an 18-0 spurt, led by 15 at that point. Led by 14 at halftime, and Riley at Roscoe came back to cut it to 6 in the fourth, 49-43, as close as they would get. Savannah Windy with 16 points, 14 in the first half, 4 threes, 3 in the second quarter. She had 11 of Silver Lake's 20 points in that second quarter. Silver Lake outscored Roscoe 20-5 in the second quarter, difference in the game. Kaylin Haney, the junior point guard, led away for Silver Lake girls with 25, unofficially 13-14 from the line. Silver Lake girls now 3-1 overall, 3-0 in Big East play, host Hiawatha on Friday. Roscoe, sixth-ranked team in 2A, first loss of the year, 0-1 league play, 3-1 overall, led by the sensational junior point guard Riley Dick. She had 28, including 5 3-pointers. Nora Burdick, sophomore, chipped in with 15. So your girls' final, Silver Lake 62, Roscoe 53. Boys' final, Roscoe 79, Silver Lake 74. Big thanks to our sponsors, Doug's Pharmacy in Roscoe, Doltmeyer Homes, Cindy Glenn Realtor, the Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Moral, Integrity Insurance in Topeka, Next Tech, Bob's Janitorial, Silver Lake Bank, Bucati Companies, Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake, and Horak Legacy Group as well. Big thanks to all the sponsors. You have a chance to thank them. Do so. Without them, we would not have these games on the radio. Our next broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse will be coming up January the 7th. It'll be Silver Lake hosting St. Mary's. And we got, Topeka Seaman, the Vikings, will be our next game after that, as they'll be on the road at, I believe, Leavenworth coming up there in mid-January. So we have a mixture of games covering various teams in our listening area on 96.9 The Pulse. A big thank you to MJ, our studio engineer back at headquarters in Hiawatha. Thank you so much, MJ, for all of your help. Once again, your final scores for the final time on this Tuesday evening. Silver Lake girls victorious over Rossville, 62-53. Rossville boys rally from a 14-point deficit, then had a 19-point lead, and hang on to win 79-74 over Silver Lake. Good night from Rossville.